We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Viva! Viva!
Richmond! Robert Gray is the chief of the Pamunkey Indian Tribe, and he joins us this morning to talk about the plans for this huge casino complex in Richmond, in Manchester. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
I am glad you're here. So this has got a $350 million price tag attached to it. Tell us what you're going to get for that kind of money.
Well, we're planning to get is good health care, housing, education for our tribal members, and also a way to benefit the local community.
Now, I got to ask you, because a lot of people have probably, you know, we've talked to you before, and I appreciate that you're willing to come on the air, but they may not be familiar with the tribe. Is this a large group of people here? Is this a, you know, tell me about who you are for folks who've never interacted with somebody from the Pamunkey tribe.
The Pamunkey tribe has been in this area of Virginia for over 10,000 years. We have a reservation dating back to the 1600s here in King William County. Approximately 430 members total nationwide, the majority here in Virginia. And we've been here just living since, like I said, 10,000 years.
Yeah.
Went through the John Smith era. We went through the Jim Crow and Racial Integrity Act era. We went for federal recognition. We achieved that. And now we're moving on to our next step.
How did this casino proposal come about? And explain to us in the audience how it's legal. There were some changes made, what with the relationship that the tribe has with the state government and the federal government in recent decades. I think that's the linchpin here, right?
Okay, what had happened with federal recognition, we have the inherent right to have gaming on federal trust land, which is what we were moving toward. And then next thing we know, the General Assembly is opening up gaming, and we said we need to get in on that. Otherwise, the federal trust aspect would take a while, and we didn't want to get overrun by what the state was already planning.
I see. So the location here is in Manchester, what, Ingram Avenue near Commerce Road in Manchester, a 13-acre, well, 36 acres total, and then you're adding a 13-acre parcel that is growing in this. How did you settle on this location?
Basically, land that was available and was a good fit for our project and for other projects that we want to bring to the area.
You know, every time we talk about gaming in Virginia, I feel like I'm obligated to ask this. It may be offensive to some people, but are you at all worried about nefarious players coming in? I mean, with only 400 members, clearly you're not going to build it yourself. You're not going to run it just with your membership. So there'll have to be a outside support. And I guess you've got, you know, financiers who were from out of state. Are you vetting these guys? Are you worried about that at all?
Oh, yes, definitely. We are vetting. We have an excellent development partner that we're working with, actually a backer, because when it's all said and done, the Pamunkey tribe will own any establishment 100%. And we fully anticipate establishing programs, working with local law enforcement, working with the state in whatever controlling commission, whatever they want to call it, to control, to prevent what you are talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people love going to Atlantic City or going to Las Vegas, but they're aware that there's some, it's not just rumors, there's some shady stuff that happens there, and you don't necessarily want to bring that into Richmond, so you got to be cautious about it. Sounds like you're aware of that and kind of keeping an eye on it. Has the General Assembly passed all the legislation that has to come out of the state legislature for this to go forward?
No, they haven't. Last year, they passed some legislation and ended up creating a commission report, a Joint Legislative Audit Review Committee did a report on just the entire impact to the state, and now they have to go back to that original legislation and see where the next step is, whether or not they are going to offer gaming, the license structure, and various things like that.
You're confident, though, that it will pass?
I believe so. I believe it's what's best for Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I really appreciate you coming on the air to talk about it. I've been meaning to call you to talk about maybe doing a read on the road with you all. So this gives me an opportunity to kind of pre-pitch that to you. And I hope you'll feel good about calling me or, you know, our producers if there's anything else that happens in the coming weeks that you want to share with us here on the air. Robert Gray, the chief of the Pamunkey Indian Tribe. Talking about the new casino plans for the Richmond area, $350 million project. It's a big deal. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We'll come back and check on the traffic and the weather. It's a cold one. That's next on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.